You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
What's upset you now?
I bought a new... It's a lightweight bomber jacket from TK Maxx the other day, made by the clothing brand Folk. So I don't know if I'm furnishing you with too much detail there. But anyway, they had it in black and navy, and I tried it on, and I was like, my problem is I'm quite often just buy too much of stuff. Like, I've got 15 pairs of the same trainer in storage because they're my favourite trainers, and I just want to know that I've got them forever.
Yes.
They keep disappearing, and I'm like, right, I've now got enough of those shoes to last me for the rest of my life. Probably excessive, but anyway. But on this occasion, I bought the black one, and I was like, oh, should I get the navy one as well? And then I didn't get the navy one. And then I've worn it a couple of times. I'm like, that is like my favourite jacket. And I now can't find the blue one anywhere. That is a horrible feeling, isn't it? When you buy, that feeling of like, I should have bought that. That's way worse than buying something and not using it, isn't it?
Yes, but I have to say, I don't think I know that feeling. I don't think
You don't know the feeling of like seeing something going, shall I get that? And go, oh, nah, I probably don't. I don't need the black one and the blue one.
No.
And then you get home and you go like, I did need the black one and the blue one.
No.
And now I can't. I actually phoned. It was from High Wycombe TK Maxx. This is probably, I mean, I say this is probably mental. I know this is mental because my wife said, what are you doing while I was doing it? I phoned High Wycombe TK Maxx. So I went on the TK Maxx website and it's not on there. And then I phoned High Wycombe TK Maxx and asked the guy that answered the phone if he would go and have a look if he could see the blue one in the shop.
This is not news to anyone.
Right.
But you are not well.
But I mean, he was properly invested. He was like, oh, mate, no, don't worry. I know what it's like. It's horrible, isn't it? So I feel like he was a kindred spirit. I mean, I should have got his name, really. But like, so he went out and he was like, it wasn't there. I was just like, oh, man, I can't even find it. It's called a Folk Contact bomber jacket. It's like it's been erased.
Shout out in case anyone knows what that is. Gets in touch.
No, the point of me saying that is I then searched it. It's like it never existed.
Oh, wow.
If I didn't have the black one, I'd be like, did I dream
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I just can't find it anywhere.
I've gotten to the... Now, you will know this feeling. I've gotten to the point... This is how pessimistic I am now in life. I've just turned 37. I've just got to that point where I know I'm leaving a shop and the members of staff are going, God, he's a miserable prick. I know that is happening. I've got to the point now, if I go, sorry, do you have this in whatever size I need it in, right? When they come back, before they've said anything...
What size waist are you, just out of interest? I'm going to guess 30.
Are you having a laugh?
No.
I'm 34.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm 32. I mean, I've obviously spoken about this before. My top half is shrinking, but like, I mean, it used to be that meme that goes around of a pug, any man over 30 in skinny jeans. It's like skinny legs and a big body.
Yes.
So my waist has always been 32.
That is very odd. Yeah.
Even.
But they come back and I just go, let me guess, you haven't.
Right. So they go off and look for the size of your clothes, and then when you come back, you say, "Let me guess, you haven't."
And they come out, and I go, "Let me guess, you haven't."
Right.
And 90% of the time, they go, "Yeah, no, we haven't." And I go, "I thought so,
but surely if they were coming back, they'd have it in their hand."
No, but you know what I mean. Like if they check on the, you know, they've got those things now, haven't they? They're special, like on the phone where they can check if it's in store.
Yes.
And
anywhere.
I just like getting in there first. Let me guess, you haven't.
Okay.
Don't worry. And then I might say something sometimes like, no, it's my fault, really, for wanting it.
Yeah, that's too far.
I feel like
God, what was I expecting? Coming into a shop wanting stuff. Bloody hell.
It's just...
If I was working in that shop and you went out, I'd go, what the fuck was that guy's problem?
But you're just... No, I know. But
Guess you haven't. Sorry, what was the next thing you said? Oh, no, it's my fault for wanting it in the first place.
Yeah, because it just seems to me, if I want it, if I need it, something, it will go wrong. I talked to you about this, about the chest of drawers.
But you can't put that on them. Paul,
have you ever ordered a chest of drawers and they turned up broken?
I can't remember the last time I ordered a chest of drawers, to be honest with you.
It's a weird name, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not the name. It's just the fact that you're going, have you ever ordered a chest of drawers and they'd be broken? I don't know.
Why are you calling it a chest of drawers? It's a mental name.
No, it's
Why
not.
Why has it got a chest?
Well, a chest is the outer casing and the drawers are what go within it. You know, a chest...
You could say that anything has a chest. A microwave has a chest.
A chest doesn't have a chest, does it?
A what?
A chest.
A chest doesn't have a chest.
Yes. A chest is a chest.
Yes. But, like, the chest is... What is a chest?
A chest is a piece of furniture. It's like, you know, so you go, I'll put that on the chest. But a chest of drawers is a chest that has just got drawers in it.
Right, forget the drawers.
So the chest is the outer
drawers,
casing.
Forget the drawers. Paul, I'm looking for a chest.
Yeah.
What is it? I want one.
Well, some of them would have like a mirror on it, something that you might put ornaments on.
Like so a table?
No, it's not a table, is it? A table is just like four legs and a flat surface.
A desk?
No, a desk is... is something that is designed to be sat under.
Are you sure you know what you're talking about?
I 100% know what I'm talking about here, yeah.
Why do they just call it drawers?
Because the drawers are the thing that go in it.
It's mad.
Can I get a drawers, please? You go, well, yeah, that's... No, hi there, I'd like to buy a drawers. You go, a chest of drawers?
I'd like
some
to buy drawers.
Drawers. Okay, all right. Are these replacement drawers for an existing chest, or...?
Just
to be clear, you just want the drawers or would you like a chest of drawers?
I don't want anything to do with a chest.
Right. Okay. The sort of drawers do usually tend to come set within a chest. I can just sell you some drawers. We usually only sell those as replacements for an existing chest of drawers if the bottoms come out of them. What I would say, if you were going to get out, you might be better off buying a trunk. If you're looking to get, if you don't like chests, but you want the drawers, you might be better off going with a trunk.
You're right, mate. And actually, on top of what you're talking about, can I also get a chest of cupboard, please?
No, that's a wardrobe.
Right. So, what? How comes that?
Or a unit?
Why doesn't that have a chest?
Because it's not a chest, is it? A chest is something that sort of stands. It's freestanding. It stands alone.
Like a table.
Cupboards could make up part of. No, a table is just four legs, or it can be more than four legs.
Well, okay.
It's not leg specific,
it
is a flat surface on some legs with nothing underneath it.
A cabinet, you could say, is a chest of cupboard.
No,
a cabinet is a chest of cupboard.
No, a cabinet is its own thing. Again, usually freestanding.
What's this freestanding thing you keep talking about?
Right, so what's cupboards free, could be free, within I'm like free, a fixed, a fixed, you know, primarily kitchen unit, and within that would be cupboards. So it would be like a chest is a thing. It's like a casing. You know, and within that you could have cupboards. You might have like a little flat surface to put some ornaments on. So yeah, if you're gonna want drawers, I would recommend you get them in a chest or you know, I think drawers on their own probably not that much use to anyone. They're not gonna stack neatly.
Yes,
they're gonna get dusty. You know, if the good thing about drawers being in a chest is like you can dust the top of the chest of drawers. If you're leaving it open, it's just not.
All right, I hear you, but what I mean, I don't accept it, but I, you know, we've got to move on from the chest that you're making.
Yeah. Well, obviously, as well, like historically, a pirate's chest, a chest of treasure chest. God, I found it really difficult to say treasure then.
Treasure.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best nut sound you've ever heard.
I have to say that I think the world is against me.
Right.
Well, how do you feel about that?
That the world is against you? No, I don't think that's true. Yeah, of course, yeah. Why do you think the world is against you? Because I didn't have a pair of 34-inch waist trousers wherever you went? Or you've got some broken drawers?
So we've talked about, you know, me turning up to an internet cafe to get some things printed and that working. And me not really being able to believe that that's worked. I can't believe it. I've got in and just something worked, right?
Yeah.
In every other aspect of my life, it will. And people go to me, oh, no, you're being silly, you're being pessimistic, you're being dramatic. And I try to explain to people, whatever it is, it will go wrong. It will go wrong. I am telling you. It's like I'm in a film where everything goes wrong. Trust me. And they go, no, you're being silly. And then whatever it is will go wrong. And I'll go, see, I told you. It goes wrong.
Because you bought some drawers and they're broken.
Drawers are broken. Today, yesterday I went to get the laptop fixed. The password, they changed the password so I couldn't get into the laptop, so I couldn't do the thing that I needed to do for my job. Literally everything. I went to have a coffee this morning in the espresso machine. I've run out of the tablets for the coffee, the whatever they're called.
Right. I think if you went to court and you were the prosecutor and the world was the defendant and the charge being brought was that the world was against you, so they go, right, so we'd like to hear from the prosecution. Sean, you'd stand up. And your first piece of evidence was that this morning you went to the espresso machine and that there was no pod to make yourself an espresso. I don't think there would be a jury in the land that would find the world guilty of being against you.
No. I accept that it's a... Well, hang on a second.
I think in that instance, it's you that's against you. We're going to throw that one out of court. You should have bought some espresso pods.
Totally, right? And I accept that. But it's this horrible... what's the word? What's that word? Smudge board? What's the word I'm looking for?
I mean, I've never heard the word smudge board before, so if it's that, I would be absolutely amazed.
I meant hodgepodge.
Right, okay.
Smorgasbord.
Okay.
Smorgasbord. There's a word called smorgasbord, which means hodgepodge.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
A smorgasbord doesn't mean hodgepodge. Hodgepodge means someone that's like... it's this hodgepodge of a laptop and a drinking bottle because I've tried to make myself something where I can run and do my emails at the same time.
That has got to be the weirdest example anyone
has ever given. Do you know why I've given that example? Because the two things in front of me are a water bottle and a laptop. a hodgepodge is two things that shouldn't go together, isn't it? A smorgasbord is a variety of things. A hodgepodge is a negative thing and a smorgasbord is a positive thing. Oh, yeah, it's a smorgasbord of treats. You know, they had hot chocolate, they had cooked meats, they had... And also, I think that a smorgasbord is a good thing and a hodgepodge is a bad thing.
No!
I'm prepared to be proven wrong, but I don't think I am.
They're both mixtures. They just mean mixtures.
A good mixture and a bad mixture.
A smorgasbord?
Yeah.
I'm having to look it up now.
A veritable smorgasbord of delights. Or it was an absolute hodgepodge.
Smorgasbord, a wide range of something, a variety.
Yes, okay. I would say usually used in a positive sense.
Well, but...
And what's a hodgepodge?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God, you've realised halfway through this that I'm right. That's what the problem is here.
The dictionary's wrong. If I'm saying smorgasbord means variety, then you're going, yeah, but normally it doesn't say that. Hodgepodge is negative. Hodgepodge is a confused mixture.
Yes. I would say usually a smorgasbord is used as a positive thing. It's a variety of things.
Well, I'm saying the smorgasbord is a variety of bad things.
But that's not... Right, okay. I think it would be unusual. You know, a hodgepodge... I think what you were trying to argue is they were both the same thing. And they are not.
Yes, I admit that. I didn't know.
This has been a bad day in court for you so far.
I didn't realize Hodgepodge was.
You're going to be leaving empty-handed.
But I'm still glad at remembering the word smorgasbord. Good word.
Great. Small victories.
Yeah. That's all I've got in this.
Is that what you would say in your interview as you were leaving the courtroom? I might not have got the result I was hoping for, but, you know, I did remember the word smorgasbord, so it's not been a complete waste of time. Okay, so you came here today hoping to find the defendant guilty of three counts. He's been found not guilty. Sean, what have you got to say? Well, I remember the word smorgasbord.
It's mainly, I have to say, losing today has given me a hodgepodge of bad feelings, but actually...
Don't go.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of What's Upset You Now. We really appreciate you listening. If you would like more of this, we have a Patreon. Which is a subscription you could sign up to for as little as £3 a month, and you get an hour-long episode each and every Monday morning. Imagine how much better your life would be.
God.
How much better your week would be if you woke up every Monday morning to an hour-long episode of this. For £3 a month, it's a great way to support the podcast.
What a life.
There's loads of old episodes that you can catch up on once you sign up.
Paul, people that listen to What's Upset You Now, send in voice notes of the things that have pissed them off.
Oh my God, you get a chance to ask us questions. So Sean does sing a song at the end of every episode, but don't let that put you off. The rest of it is fucking brilliant. Go to patreon.com/WUIN and join the What's Upset You Now Patreon.
Join the squad, people.